story which has definitely hogged the headlines all around the world this week is the announcement by scientists down in California in the US. This is Dennis Burton and his colleagues are based at the Scripps Institute, that they've discovered some new classes of antibodies that might be able to neutralise HIV. Why this is important is that we think that in order to protect the something like 3 million people who are catching HIV every single year around the world at the moment, we need to give them some kind of vaccine that will make them make antibodies that can turn off HIV the minute it comes into the body. And these are what these neutralising antibodies do. The problem is that in order to neutralise HIV, you have to switch off a structure in the virus called its spike protein, which is how it gets itself inside its target cells. It attacks the immune system, cells that have a marker on their surface called CD4. The problem is that the virus is quite cunning because it keeps the molecular Velcro that it uses to do that trick well hidden just until the moment that it needs to get into a cell. It very quickly uses and deploys these proteins on its surface and then it hides them again. So they never really get shown to the immune system. So the immune system never really gets the opportunity to make an antibody that could do this. But researchers wondered whether someone who'd been infected with HIV for a very long time could in fact make these antibodies, but obviously once the virus is in the body, it's too late. That doesn't mean that the antibodies couldn't be used if they were present to start with and therefore prevent someone getting infected in the first place. So what this group have done is they recruited something like 1,800 people. They got blood samples from people right around the world, and that's important because HIV comes in many different shapes and sizes. There are lots of different strains of it, so you want to check many different forms of HIV. And they took those blood samples and they looked in there for antibodies that could block HIV. And in the first patient they began to study, they actually found some. They've called them PG9. Another one's been called PG16. And what these antibodies do is lock on to a structure on the side of that HIV spike protein, which is called the VS2 VS3 domain. And what that does is it's part of the process by which the virus latches on to cells to get inside them. And what the researchers say is that this is not so hidden as the other structures that are used in the process of cell invasion. It might be possible to turn that into a vaccine, and as a result, therefore, we'd have a new target to aim at. So they're in the process of looking for more and more of these targets and these antibodies as it goes.
Is it important to target the spikes because the spike is important for the way the virus is working, or, and therefore it can't evolve very quickly because if it changes significantly then it won't work?
Exactly. Because that's the way in which the virus gets inside cells, if it changed that at all, it would no longer be able to get inside its target cell. So it has to keep or conserve the structure of some structure in order to have the same tropism, the same ability to attack these cells. So if it needs to keep it the same, it's therefore vulnerable, and the scientists are saying that could be the Achilles heel. So we need to find structures on that protein that we can show to the immune system to make them make antibodies. This is encouraging because it shows, given that this person they got these antibodies from already had HIV, that people can make these antibodies, and if they've got them before they get infected, they will protect them.
If it isn't exposed very often, is it going to be hard? Is it hard for the immune system to catch it at the moment when it's being exposed?
Exactly right. And so researchers say that the way around the problem is to find these proteins, these targets, these antibodies lock onto, and then find a way of making a stable form of them that you can lock it into the configuration that it uses when the virus is most vulnerable, inject that into a person, and it shows the immune system what it looks like so it can make these antibodies that throw a spanner in the infectious works and stop the virus getting in the first place.
Brilliant.